Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the second day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Dalet. When a girl is 12 years old and one day, and a boy 13 years and one day old, and each have produced their pubic hairs, then they're considered as adults in all mitzvahs, and they have to complete the fast, Minatar, the whole day. However, Mirabanan, we need to accustom the young children into a fast and Yom Kippur even before they reach the age of being chayv in mitzvahs. But when do we start educating them to fast the whole day? Says the Mishnah. Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. Hatinokos ein ma'aninoson b'yom ha'kippurim. Children, young children, we do not hold back food on Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam. He learns the Mishnah, one is not allowed to hold back food. Even though other mitzvahs, one is allowed to introduce education a bit earlier, but not chinuch for holding back food. Aval mechan chenoisom. But even though we don't make them fast the whole day, we start getting them used to fast several hours in the day. So for example, if they usually have breakfast 4 hours in the day, so we give them a Yom Kippur at 5 hours in the day or 6 hours in the day. Lifnei shana, lifnei shana sayim. When do we do this? We do this about a year or two before they become chayv in mitzvahs. Gemara explains the kavanah of a mishnah is that if the child is weak and it's hard for him to fast, so we start a year before the fast, a year before he reaches the age of bar mitzvah. If the child is healthier, then we start 2 years before bar mitzvah. Bishvil shehu regilim b'meir regilim b'mitzvahs, says the Mishnah. This is in order that they should be familiar with doing mitzvahs. This is one way of learning the Mishnah according to the Gemara. There is another way that the Gemara learns, another opinion in the Gemara to learn that there are two different types of chinuch as far as fasting. There's one is a chinuch for shoyz, fasting in terms of hours, as we discussed before, and there's another type of chinuch as far as fasting the whole day. So therefore, a child of 8 or 9, that means she's already finished 8 and entering the 9th year, or she's finished 9 years and entering the 10th year. Similarly, a boy who is 9 years old or 10 years old, then we train them for shoyz. We train them as far as hours. We get them to fast a few hours more than not. Whereas a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, a girl who's 10 or 11, a boy who's 11 or 12, we then mechanech them midrabanan to fast the whole day. According to this way, their Mishnah will be learnt in a different, our Mishnah has a different way of learning according to this opinion of the Gemara. Mishnah Hay. Ubra, a lady who's pregnant, Shehiricha, who smelt some nice food on Yom Kippur, and she has now a craving for that food, and if she won't have it, she and her baby will be endangered. Machilanai, so then of course we give her to eat, Ad Shetoshib Nafsha, until she is calmed down. Until, because there's nothing that stands in the way of Pikuch Nafsha, certainly except for the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gila Rosh Shvichas Domim, but not fasting in Yom Kippur. Fasting in Yom Kippur does not override life, any life-threatening issues. However, nevertheless, the Gemara says that what we do is we whisper in her ear and we tell her, it's Yom Kippur today. If that doesn't help, then we give her, but we give her less than the shear. If she's not satisfied with that, then we give her as much as she wants. Chola machila noisa pibikin. A person who's sick, and then if the doctor says that there is a sakana involved for that patient to fast, then certainly we give him to eat. V'imein shambikim, if there's no doctors around, machila noisa piatzmai, we give him to eat based on what he himself thinks, atshimadai, until he says, that's enough, I don't need to have any more. The truth is, the Gemara says that even if there's no doctors around, even if there are doctors around, and they say, for example, he doesn't need to eat, but the sick person, the patient himself says, I do need to eat, we will let him eat. And the reason is because we have a klal gadol, lev yodea moris nafshei, as Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle Perek Yudalad, a heart knows their own bitterness. A person knows more than anyone else how they feel.